alleine!
Mach alleine!
German female football is on the rise. While forbidden in the 50s and 70s, the German Football League registered 13,000 female teams this year. More than 1,005,000 women now hold a football license, 28,000 more than in 2011.
However, people either see us as women or as football players, said Marlene Assmann, player and organizer of the Discover Football Tournament. And female football still attracts less public attention compared to male football. Lorenz Vossen, sports journalist for Die Welt and Die Berliner Morgenpost, explains.
Ich glaube, dass die Berichterstattung über Frauenfußball genauso ist
wie I believe female sports coverage is in accordance with public interest. If the female national league plays, there are 800 visitors. Since the World Cup in 2011, the situation within media coverage has improved. In my view, it reflects how much people are interested in this subject.
Öffentlich-rechtlichen Sender. Insgesamt finde ich aber, dass die Berichterstattung über Frauenfußball, ja, wie gesagt, dem angemessen ist, wie es die Leute interessiert.
Petra Drenkart, captain of the Magics, a lesbian football team in Berlin, confirms.
I think the coverage is much better than it used to be. It has improved quite a bit in the last 5 years, perhaps. I think it started with the success of the German national team. Last year was another Women's World Cup in Germany here. And before that, women were also shown differently outside from the sport, like some got famous for wearing skirt and had their fingernails colored and so on. And I think that was also part of the problem, that they were had such high media coverage and were so famous offside the field that they lost quite early and dropped out against Japan.
On the 5th of July, the International Football Association Board, which consists of FIFA and the four British football associations, took the decision to allow women to wear the headscarf during football games. This has already been practiced in Germany for several years. No wonder the decision is backed by the German Football League. Their integration commissioner, Gül Keskinler, finds this could be a way to motivate strictly conservative Muslim families to let their daughters play football.
The decision was part of three decisions regarding FIFA rules and raises questions about its technical implementation as well as its cultural impact. For Lorenz Vossen, Joseph Blatter, the president of FIFA, has another agenda.
He wants to get a better image by the end of his career because he's said to be really corrupt, and now he's starting all these changes, starting with the new technique being used to find out if the ball was behind the line or not, and the headscarf decision. So he's trying to make some popular decision by the end because he's about to end his career as FIFA president. And yeah, he wants to be the one who people talk about as the one who made great changes in international football, not the one being corrupt.
Many see this decision as an opportunity to involve women who otherwise would not be able to play football. Abide Dogan has been playing football in Berlin for many years. Wearing a scarf has never bothered her. She makes it tight, using a hair tie, and experiences no technical difficulties. Football captain Petra Drenkert cannot fathom playing in a scarf.
Well, from a sportler's point of view, I think it's impossible because you can't hear properly when your teammates call you, shout. I also think that you cannot see the ball properly because your view is a bit closed or limited. I can't imagine doing a header properly with the right technique, so I think that's not possible. From a political perspective, it's kind of ambivalent because I think nobody should be forced to wear a headscarf. On the other hand, if it gives women in certain countries the opportunity to play in public, I think it might be a good idea.